It happens that we have two celebrations at the same time. I mentioned them at the beginning. Today is the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, the Most Holy Name of Jesus. It happens to fall on January 3rd. Today is also the first Saturday of January, first Saturday of the year. And on first Saturdays, we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So Jesus and Mary. Jesus and Mary. They go together very well. We didn't use the readings chosen for the Feast of the Most Holy Name. We just used the readings that are for this regular Christmas weekday. But let's think a little bit about the name of Jesus, the Most Holy Name of Jesus. We can remember that the name of God to the Jews was so holy that they never pronounced it. They never said it. In fact, there's some scholars who say they don't really know how it was pronounced because it was never said out loud. It was, if ever they saw the holy name, they would substitute the word the Lord, Adonai. So whenever you see the Lord in Old Testament readings, if it's in capital letters, that's the substitution for the holy name of God. They never said the name. But when God became flesh, when the Word became man, he received a name that we can say. And we say the name of Jesus with respect all the time. And we should call on the name of Jesus all the time. He's God with us. The prophecy was that the virgin would be with child. The prophecy doesn't mention the name of the virgin, just the virgin will be with child and will name him Emmanuel. But when Mary conceived, she was told, no, his name is Jesus. You will name him Jesus. And Joseph was told the same thing. You will name this child Jesus. And on the eighth day, we celebrated 2 days ago, Thursday, on the eighth day, he received the name Jesus. Jesus, which over time was placed at the very heart of the Hail Mary. I think it's mentioned here in the little description of the feast. The original or early versions of the Hail Mary just said, blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, because that's what Elizabeth said. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Elizabeth didn't know his name, so she just said the fruit of your womb. But we know his name, it's Jesus. So now when we say the Hail Mary, we say, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. At the very heart of the prayer, the name of Jesus. So it's important to come to know the name of Jesus, because to know his name is to come to know him. I was reflecting a little bit on tomorrow's feast, which is the Epiphany. You know the story of the Magi come from the east. They come searching for the Lord. They don't know his name. I looked in the gospel for tomorrow. It doesn't mention the name of Jesus. When they come looking, they come looking for the newborn king of the Jews. That's what they call him. Where is the newborn king of the Jews? And then Herod, when he hears about this, says, well, I better find out. He consults with the scripture experts. And he says, oh, where is the Christ to be born, the Messiah? They don't know his name. And then they say, well, the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. So then the Magi go to Bethlehem, and Herod says to them, well, go search for the child. Then he doesn't know his name. That's the child. Search for the child. And when you find out about him, tell me about him. And so they follow the star, and the star stops over the place where the child was. They didn't know his name yet. The child. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. I don't know, they didn't know Mary's name either, but it says here, they found the child with Mary, his mother, and then they offered him their gifts. Now, we can imagine that the Magi had said at some point, well, what's his name? What's the name of this child? And Mary or Joseph would have said, his name is Jesus. And that name they would have treasured in their hearts as they returned to their distant country. The name, the holy name of Jesus. So the Magi, they found him before they knew his name. They found him with Mary, his mother. to Jesus through Mary. To Jesus through Mary. Some of the fathers of the church identified Mary herself as the star, because the star pointed to the child, just like Mary points to Jesus. So Mary is the star who points to Jesus. When we celebrate on First Saturdays, why do we honor Mary? Because she points us to Jesus. She's a way to Jesus. Well, I was reflecting a little bit on the holy name of Jesus, and I remember this story I read. Actually, it's a testimony. I recently, someone gave me a book. I don't know if it was for my birthday or if it was for Christmas, but it was last month. Someone gave me a book. I don't know if the one who gave it to me is here. But anyway, the book is written by one of these famous evangelists, these evangelical preachers. He goes all around the world doing crusades. I'd never heard of him, so his name didn't mean anything to me. But according to his own book, he's pretty famous. His ministry has mostly been in Africa. Big crusades, big prayer rallies in Africa. He goes around and hundreds of thousands of people come and they accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and then he moves on to some other place. So this book is full of stories of miraculous things that happened during his ministry. And sometimes he's in the middle of it, so he's telling the story of his fruitful ministry. But one of the stories was not about him at all. He's telling the story of what happened. He himself didn't know that it happened. So I found it quite intriguing. It's about a man named David this is in Nigeria, he's a Nigerian man. I can't remember his surname, but his name is David. And he was raised as a Muslim, but he was estranged from his family. He was at some point in his youth or young adulthood, he encountered Jesus, maybe through one of these prayer rallies, and became a Christian. And shortly after he became a Christian, he was hit by a car and very badly injured, in the hospital for months, all the bones broken and everything. But one of the effects of the car accident was a damage to his brain. It prevented him from being able to speak. So his body recovered. He started to be able to walk again and he could write, but he couldn't speak. No sound could come out of his mouth. So he tells the story that this man David wondered, well, he gave his life to Jesus and then he had all these sufferings. And he thought, well, maybe he was wrong. Maybe he should go back to the Muslim God. And that didn't appeal to him either. And at some point he decided he'll just kill himself because he was crippled. He had no family. He had no friends. He was in astronomical debt because of his medical expenses. And he had nothing to hope for. So he was going to kill himself. Well, through some intervention, he didn't kill himself. But at some point, years later, 8 years now. 8 years he's not able to speak. He recovers, he starts to work, but he can't speak and he's quite depressed. Somehow he finds out about this crusade or miracle rally or whatever it is that this famous evangelist is going to do. And so he goes to it with a companion of his and says, I got to get this guy to lay his hands on me so that I can recover my speech. Otherwise, I'm going to kill myself. So he goes to the prayer rally, and there's thousands and thousands of people there, and he can't get anywhere near the stage. He can't get anywhere near the evangelist. The evangelist doesn't know him, doesn't even see him. One of the people handling the crowd tells the guy, no, he can't lay hands on thousands of people. He'll just pray over everybody in the crowd and pray for healing, and people will be healed. So they push the guy away. And when this evangelist prays for healing, this man David falls down. And his companion said, well, what happened to you? You fell down. And the guy couldn't speak, of course, so he had to, but he couldn't, he was kind of stunned. So that he helped him up. And according to David's story, he experienced this piercing light from heaven, piercing his back of his head. But he still couldn't speak. So then I don't know what was happening in the prayer rally, but he fell down again. And no one could see any light except David himself. So this is the story. The guy who pushed him away from the crowd saw this guy fall down twice. But his friend, David's friend, was with him. And when he fell down the second time, he's helping him up. And he said, well, what happened? Who pushed you down? And David said, Jesus. It was the first word he said after 8 years, Jesus. And his friend said, what? He wasn't so surprised that he said Jesus, but that he said anything at all. And so this was the first word that came out of David's mouth, Jesus. And then he started to say it over and over again, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And his friend was saying, hey, this is a miracle. This man couldn't speak for 8 years. Now he can speak, and he's saying the name of Jesus. So they brought him up on the stage and, of course, made a big thing out of it. But anyway, I thought it was beautiful that the first word that this man uttered in the moment of his healing was the most holy name of Jesus. That's the name that we honor today. Okay, well, here we are. We're honoring Jesus. We're honoring Mary, who points to him. And we're pondering the scriptures. In the first reading today, we're again reading from the first letter of John. John says something extraordinary about our relationship with God. Knowing the holy name of Jesus gives us access to him. We can know him. This is what John says. See what love the Father has bestowed on us. So this is divine love given to us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet so we are. We reflected on this, was it yesterday? How could we ever get the idea that we could call God Father? Or maybe that was on Thursday. How could we call God Father? Where did we get that? Because God decided he would adopt us as his children. So this is what John the Evangelist says. We are children of God. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. We don't know the Father, they don't know the Son, they don't know the children. Beloved, we are God's children now. So this is a testimony of our identity because of God's choice of us, because of his choice to make himself known to us, to reveal his name to us. We are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. So we know the name of Jesus. We know that we are children of God, but there's something more to come. What will be revealed when we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So this is something to look forward to see God as he is. The traditional term for it is the beatific vision, to see God as he is. And when we see God, when we know God and we're known by God, we are transformed into his likeness. This goes back to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus means God saves. That's the meaning of the name, God saves. So to know his name is to know that he saves, and to know that he saves, if we put our trust in him, is to be changed by him. Not just to be set free from sin, that's very important, but to be made holy like he is holy, to be children of God. John continues, everyone who has this hope of being like God, based on him, based on God, makes himself pure as he is pure. This is why we treasure the name of Jesus, because it gives us a connection to God, who is pure, who is holy, who is merciful, and we can call on him anytime, day or night. Anytime, day or night, we can call on the name of Jesus. When we pray the Hail Mary, anytime, day or night, we call on the name of Jesus. We're going to pray the Rosary after this Mass because it's First Saturday. Call on the name of Jesus, together with Mary. And that's our access to our relationship with God, which changes everything for us. So we're not like David in that story who couldn't speak for 8 years. We can speak. What do we say? Jesus. Jesus. The most holy name. So as we celebrate his most holy name, we join Mary, we join the church to call on the name of Jesus and open ourselves to his power, his love, the great love which changes us in his likeness.